who are making these wonderful God-honoring films. You can be part of that process.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls his people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin.
Okay, welcome back. Welcome back. We will be saying that later after the first break, but welcome to the front line. I'm David Francoeur, one of your hosts, and I have my two other co-hosts here with me, the Venerable Ed Skiba.
Venerable. There we go again.
I know. It's a great word, though.
I went to my doctor, and I was having trouble with my hand. My joints were locking up.
Yeah.
And I asked him, I said, do you think it's arthritis? He said, no, I think it's early onset rigor mortis. another beautiful South Florida.
Amen. Yeah, well, very good, Ed. You have a great doctor. I won't go visit with him.
Yeah. He kept shining a light in my eyes, and I kept wanting to go towards it.
Yeah. Right. Oh, my.
Boy.
Well,
not yet, Ed. Not yet.
And Ann Limhoko, welcome.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes. And speaking of this day, I have to tell you that we were going to have Vicki Davis, the Martin County Supervisor of Elections, and Carrie Anderson, or Curie, I think is how she pronounces it, mm-hmm. as her assistant, and a scheduling conflict. I'm just going to own the fact that I made the mistake and that I didn't get the communication right. And so we had different dates, and so they couldn't do today. And so I know we'll be able to get them back on after the general election. We have some dates open in December, and we'll want to hear post-election some of their comments
mm-hmm.
and all the other things that, you know, we want to hear. But so today, you know, you might say, I'm not going to tune in.
Yeah.
Wait, God has something.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's only you guys?
Yeah, really, it's just us. Well, occasionally that happens, you know. This is live radio, and in fact it's not dead radio. If it were, it'd be a whole different set of circumstances. But I thought we might pick up on, at least get started with one of the themes that we're going to talk about, if Vicki and Carrie could be here, which is you know, we're coming up on a major election in the United States, and everybody's going to participate. With a lot of issues going around, you know, swirling around that event, concerns that many people have. And I guess, you know, one of the things that we have tried to bring up and discuss, because we're reaching out to the church here, mm-hmm. primarily.
Mm-hmm.
We know there are people that aren't church involved, that aren't saved, born again, that are listening, and that's great. We're glad you're listening.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And we know God has something really big for you and important yep. for you. But the one thing that has been on my heart, and I think we can all share this, is that over time, in the last few elections, the Christians don't usually vote. Now, the
Correct.
Percentages of Christians that do is like 20-some percent.
Correct.
And what's disturbing about that, for me, I'll speak for myself, is that in the absence of the people of God, bringing their biblical values into the entire environment of the electoral process, then leaves out a tremendous need for hearing from God, from the people of God, about what's important in the people we elect,
mm-hmm.
and what is important in what our nation is facing. When we talk about electing lawmakers who go to Washington, D.C., and they bring their values that enter into the lawmaking process, and what are their values? And we can see from basically some of the issues that we're dealing with today that there are some lawmakers who have brought the worldly values into making laws, and we're all suffering with that.
Amen.
Right now, and the same Christians that won't vote also complain about it. And you know, some people say, if you don't vote, you don't have any right to complain.
Yeah.
But that's a negative. I want to back away from that. I want to say, I want to say to you that, and I want to put this forth, even as a theological position. Now, Jesus said it first. It's in the Great Commission. Everybody knows that Matthew 16, or 28, 16 through 20, is Jesus starts out by saying, all the authority, I have all the authority, is basically what he's saying. Therefore, you go into the world, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them my commandments. And behold, you know, I will, you know, that he's saying, I'll be with you even to the end of the age. Now, the point is that we have the authority of Christ. We are meant, because we live in the world, to represent him in the world, to bring his values, his law into the world. And it's all there in the Bible. And that means getting involved in your culture, getting involved in the politics of the culture, because all of that ends up in the lawmaking process that for the longest time has not been informed by the people of God, except indirectly those that will vote and some of the those elected to high office or appointed to high office who have biblical values. But because the state of America, if you look around, let's be honest, we have sin we need to repent of as a nation. Abortion, we've got Roe v. Wade is out. Now it's in the states, and we're coming up, and we'll talk about Amendment 4 in a minute here in Florida to change the Constitution, basically to allow abortion, and no one can say anything against it from the moment of conception until the moment of birth. That's what it really means if you read the words. So we're going to talk about that, why that's important. That's something we need to bring our Christian values to the voting booth. You know, and all of that. Anyway, so everyone's saying, okay, I'm tired of hearing from Frank Coor. Let's hear from the other host.
I'm not the only one? Everybody's not saying that, David.
No, I know.
You know, I'm very active in some of the political groups here in Martin County, and I've been criticized by some ministers about that, saying, "Oh, you're more involved in that than you are in the church," and things. No, I'm not. That is a ministry.
Yes.
And all of you out there that have firm Christian beliefs, we need to insert those beliefs into this process.
Yes.
It has to happen. David just said that, but I'm going to reiterate it. I've been very blessed to be able to do invocations at political gatherings that our congressmen and our senators have been at, both state and federal. And I feel like it's the opportunity that God's given us to insert the values that you were just talking about, David, into this process. It has to happen. Otherwise, the secular aspect, the secular perspective is going to override everything God has to say in his word.
Yes.
Because it's easier and it's pleasurable.
Yes.
And they can do what they want to do and just have the freedom. They don't understand that even freedom has limitations.
Yes, absolutely.
And especially from a spiritual perspective. Yes, we're free to do anything. We have free will. But God said, Jesus said, you are my friends as long as you keep my commandments.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we exist here not to serve our own wishes, but to serve the living God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
And
amen.
Someone will say, well, I'm not a believer, so I'm exempt from that. Actually, if you go back, if you're willing to go back into the Word of God, Old Testament and New, you will see that God establishes this truth in the very beginning, that God's in charge, not you. It's all about Him. It's not about you.
Amen.
And you know, I will admit, I didn't think this way, even in the early days of my being born again, as I was growing in my faith and studying the Word. But Lord made it very clear, you know, all of this is from God. He didn't depend on any of us to think about before he made creation what he intended to do with it. And then he said, let there be this, let there be that light.
He said that to Job, where were you when I laid the foundations of the world?
He doesn't need our counsel, but he does want us to seek his will, because we are the ones that we are empowered to do that will here in the created
Amen.
Order. If you are a Christian, a believing, born-again Christian, you're a member of the kingdom of God. You're a citizen of the kingdom now.
Yep.
You don't have to wait until you die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Jesus was clear. You know, I love Tom Karras as a local pastor. He's in Fort Pierce. He's, he's actually an apostle in his denomination. And it's the Victory, Treasure Coast Victory Center in Fort Pierce.
Yeah.
And he's regularly a guest here
mm-hmm.
on every Friday. We have a live program at, four, at 5 to 6,
mm-hmm.
Kingdom Recovery. And
mm-hmm.
particularly to focus, that whole program is dedicated to being the fact that Jesus preached the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So the kingdom is here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because he is here,
right.
Kingdom is here now. And we're if we come to Christ, we are living in the kingdom now.
Yeah.
We are citizens of the kingdom now. And we don't have to wait until we die.
Yep.
Yep.
As, in fact, it's ridiculous because we're doing kingdom work.
Yeah.
The church
Amen.
Is supposed to be doing that.
I think that we need to make the distinction because we talk about the gospel of salvation.
Yeah.
And then we talk about the gospel of the kingdom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes, we when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then we are saved. We mm-hmm. get to have the privilege of going to heaven.
Yes.
But the gospel of the kingdom is when we are on this earth for as many years as the Lord allows us, you know?
Yeah.
We
yeah.
need to rule and reign
Amen.
In every
Amen.
Area.
Yes.
Like
Amen.
Right now, WCNO is part of the media industry,
mm-hmm.
right? So
mm-hmm.
we need to rule and reign in an area where we have journalists where they're not even the mainstream journalists are all lying to you
yes.
right now.
Yes.
Amen.
They're all lying. That's why we need Christians to rule and reign in what is called the Seven Mountains, right? Entertainment,
yeah.
business, schools.
Yes.
And we need to rule and reign. And that goes into, this will go into government because I don't understand why Christians do not feel they have to vote. That's
yeah.
a hard subject for me. It's really personal for
right.
me too because it's the Lord created me. This burns inside of me talking about government.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't understand. We have so many different amendments on the actual ballot on November 5th, and one of them is if it's okay to talk about, is Amendment 4.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
If this is passed, like you said, now the issue, Roe versus Wade was taken off now. That's no longer a law, whatever. The decision was rescinded. Now it's all at the states. And now we have $15 million that was poured into the state of Florida from three outside groups outside
mm-hmm.
the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of it is George Soros money.
Amen.
Looking to make abortion legal up to the very day
of
birth.
That's right.
And what they're trying to do in all their literature, the proponents of this who brought it to our state, they're trying to say all these lies to sell it. And it just disturbs me because I feel the church needs to wake up. I'm likening this time to the time of Hitler. I'm really likening Eric Metaxas. You know Eric Metaxas,
mm-hmm.
the
yep,
author?
Yep.
And he wrote
Absolutely.
The book, Letters to the American Church.
Yep.
And he's likening the time of the church now to the time in the 1930s and 40s where you have Jews going to the camps and they're singing louder in their church so you don't have to hear them going to Auschwitz or whatever
Amen.
It was.
Yeah.
I was
Back
listening to a sermon
yeah.
on the way here by Pastor Sam Chess of Grace Emmanuel Church, The Truth, The Whole Truth, and Nothing But the Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels it in his spirit like we do here. We need to do something about
Absolutely.
This.
Absolutely.
Sorry,
yes.
I'm going off. I'm going
you're
off
not,
because
well, you
this
know,
is
I've
a passion of mine.
There
Go
are
ahead,
people
Ed.
Confused that say, if I do good things, will I be a good Christian? No. If you're a good Christian, you'll do good things.
Yes, we
and
again
get
it gets
that backwards.
Back to being led by
the
Spirit.
Led by the Spirit.
Yes,
God is not interested in you leading Him.
Mm-hmm.
You have nothing to bring to the
That's
table.
Right.
Oh no!
Nope.
But God wants us to be led by His Spirit
mm-hmm.
to do the things God wants us to do. And we're going to go take a break right
okay.
now. But I want to
no
say
problem.
Before we take the
wow.
break,
that was quick.
You can call in if you have a comment or a question.
Yes,
772-221-1100. We do have someone here to take your calls if they're not already on the phone, which they seem to be right now. But 772-221-1100. And I will tell you, we listen to both sides of an. But if you start using bad words, we're going to cut you off.
Amen.
Yeah,
just want
we
you to know.
Hear from you. Yeah.
We want to hear from you, but if you start getting nasty,
we won't put
you'll be off the air.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's take that break. We'll be right back.
All right.
Christ is my firm foundation. Through your vote no on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
Hello, friends. This is Paul Wilbur with Integrity Music, and I want to invite you to a very special event. Please join me and my dear friend, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn, for an evening of praise and worship and inspiration. Join us with Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th, in the Fenn Center, Fort Pierce, Florida. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. I will stand with Israel.
Tickets are available for a donation of $20 at tccalliance.com or call 772-324-9313.
Well, we're back. Welcome back to the front line. It's myself, David.
You get better and better on those drums.
I know. Oh, I'm a percussionist at heart.
Ah,
you know, okay. I just like to make noise. That's like the kid in me, right? So yeah, if you've been listening, and hopefully you haven't left us, and you're just joining us, and we did our guests through scheduling errors are not able to be with us today, but we're going to have Vicki Davis, the Martin County Election Supervisor, and her associate Carrie Anderson. And Curie, and I'll get it right.
May I say a few words about them? You know, Vicki and I have been friends. I say friends with close acquaintances. I have been very supportive of her for several years now because we move in some of the same political circles. And that lady is, we could not find a person of deeper integrity.
Yes.
To do the job she's doing in this county. And I think that Martin County, of all the counties in this area, is probably the least likely to ever have any problem with voter fraud or anything like that. That they are such a unique group of people that work down there.
Yes.
And they really have have this county in hand. We are very blessed to have her.
Yeah.
And we know.
I agree.
I think we can know that Vicki is a born again believer,
absolutely,
and
Carrie, her Carrie, assistant, comes from Carrie, such a strong church background,
and we know they pray constantly for God's guidance.
Amen.
At the same time, we also know, because no issues have ever been raised about influence from their faith, that they stand there as God believers. But they believe in the integrity of the process.
Yep.
Amen.
They want to protect.
Amen.
What they want to protect is your right to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And your right to vote for whomever you want.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They've never been involved, nor will they ever be, in influencing anyone in any direction.
Nope. Mm-hmm.
And so we talk about integrity. It's Holy Spirit integrity. I need to underscore that. When you talk about, when some people hear that Christians are involved in levels of government like that, their automatic assumption is, oh, they're going to push the religious point or their spirituality. And that is not, now it's unfortunate some people in some governments do, but this is not what's happened, what's happening in Martin County at the Supervisor of Elections. And so because of that, you know, I'm very comfortable and have great peace about the electoral process here. That whoever is legitimate to cast that vote is going to be able to do that.
Yeah.
And that any illegitimate voting is going to be nipped in the bud.
Right.
Let me just say something. That October 7th is the deadline of when to register to vote.
Okay.
So we need to let our audience know, if you have not even registered, that's okay. You could do so. Go to registertovoteflorida.gov. This is something that I think that Vicki and Carrie would say if they were on the program.
Yes, absolutely.
Register to vote, Florida.gov, and register to vote. It takes 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah, please. And you have the right to vote for whomever you want to, as Amen. The Spirit leads you. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Vote your beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Vote your conscience.
Yes. Biblically.
Biblically.
Informed absolutely. In how you vote.
Earlier on, before the first break, which is also the last break, as it is, nobody wanted to hear that.
But it was all right.
that we were talking about why, you know, Christians need to vote and why. And I know some people are hearing that and they're saying, well, okay, I hear you saying that. And you've given some reasons, but they don't have within themselves that mm-hmm. that crystal clear sense of call. And I'd like to just have us address that for a minute. And I'll tell you, in a lot of cases, and I myself being a pastor and you, Ed, being a pastor, been around for a while, several decades in pastoring, and in the course of that, rubbing shoulders with other pastors who are colleagues. And I know from my experience, there are many pastors that are not comfortable with talking about politics from the pulpit, and they're not comfortable in providing, you know, in any of the programs that they do in their churches, Bible studies that connect people with God's call to get active in the culture when it comes to politics. Right. That's like a no-no. Mm. That's like a no person's land. You know, when we're not going to go there.
Yeah.
And what I will tell you is that for those of you that are clearly aware that the entire state of American culture has changed over the last 40 to 50 years.
Absolutely.
Not for the better.
No.
Nope.
It's because the church, and I'm telling you, you say, well, you're indicting the church. Well, yes, I am.
Absolutely.
And I'm a part of this. I participated in this for the longest time in just willfully ignoring what God was saying to his church about getting involved in the culture.
Yeah.
And again, I quoted what we call the Great Commission,
mm-hmm.
where Jesus basically said to his disciples in all ages, you take me into the culture. You
exactly.
take my
exactly.
commandments.
Exactly.
And you teach them to the culture.
Yeah. The old adage we always use in the church is, we are his hands and his feet.
Yeah, exactly.
And we are co-laborers.
Amen.
Yes. We are co-laborers. We are put on this earth for a certain reason, to be the salt and to be the light.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
And it says in his word, if the salt and the light are hidden, you know what I mean?
Servants
so,
and witnesses.
I mean, we have to be strong witnesses in every area, including
Absolutely.
The election. If we don't vote, then look what happens. We basically give it over to people who do not follow the Lord. It's a spiritual war. No doubt. This
Absolutely.
Is a spiritual war.
We don't battle against
it's,
flesh and
yes.
blood.
Yes.
And,
always
and if we don't engage, then the war is going to be won on the other side.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
It's exactly.
a spiritual war. So,
failure to vote and make a decision is a decision.
Yes.
And
can you really, like, I don't know, I'm thinking, like, when we're all of us are going to go before the great throne of judgment one
Amen.
Day.
It
says in the word, and you know what the Lord be, what did you do for me? And if you this is such a topic that just burns my blood and boils my blood, but what did we do for him? Like, did we stand up for him? Did we do what is inside of us to make a difference? We have the Holy Spirit in us, right?
Because
we're all Spirit-led.
Yes.
Right.
And it doesn't make sense to sit inside your home and not get engaged and let the world go towards evil, and it's going on a different level than I've ever seen it before.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's another secular aspect to look at that. A Christian's inaction in voting, your descendants will have to live with the consequences
yes.
of your inaction.
Yes.
That's right. Now, there is a lie that's been passed around in the church as truth for the longest time, and it we know the source of it is not God. Okay, so if it's not God, where is it coming from?
Amen. Church and state.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's the separation of church and state,
mm-hmm.
which early on was turned around and repurposed by the left. We say the left today. That's our common go-to dialogue for those that are pushing all these liberal progressive policies that are not godly. And to say, and what many pastors will stand on to say, well, we cannot get involved in the culture because of the separation of church and state. Now, that goes directly. Now, you can do some actual research, folks. Don't take our word for it. We've done the research, but you can do it. To go back, where does that come from? I misquoted and I was corrected that it wasn't in the Federalist Papers, but it was one of the founders. I think it was Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson,
Who wrote that. He wrote it. It wasn't in the Federalist Papers, but he wrote it as a way of underscoring the attitude of the founding fathers about what they did not want the government to get involved in the church.
Yeah, so it was a letter from Thomas Jefferson to the Danbury Baptist Convention.
That's right.
Yes, and what he was saying was warning them of the government getting involved in the church. So the left has hijacked it to say that the church and the state have to be completely separate.
Yes.
Okay, so now we have the church falling for this lie.
Right.
And now they're saying we cannot get involved. We have pastors who are afraid to speak up at their pulpit thinking their 501c3 status will be rescinded. It's never happened to anyone. Yeah. Okay, if you actually look at the IRS tax code, you could do a lot at the pulpit.
Yes.
But they're,
yes.
And please forgive me because I don't want to sound too mean, but there's a fear of man that is prevalent a lot in the church.
Yes.
Instead of the fear of God.
Amen.
And
Amen.
And this separation of church and state is not even anywhere in the U.S. Constitution, but it was something that Thomas Jefferson was warning the Danbury Baptists to be careful of the government interfering with your faith.
Yes.
Right.
So it's the exact opposite of what they are using it now.
Absolutely.
And that really came out of a cultural memory that was brought over by the Puritans who were escaping an oppressive government that did get involved in the church. And to the extent still now. So we have a message.
Yeah. So we want to go over the early voting dates in Martin County,
which
are from October 27 it's October 21st till November 2nd. So that's coming up, folks. Like I told you, we need to make sure we're registered to vote by October 6th. Register to vote Florida.gov. Right. But early voting already starts on October 21st to November 2nd in Martin County.
Right.
So that means all six early voting locations in Martin County will be open. And there's no excuse because you can vote anywhere of the six locations.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to vote on November 5th, you have to vote at your specific location.
Yes.
Right.
And you could go to martinvotes.gov for the location of where your poll is on the exact day of elections. But early voting. And then we have the mail-in ballots. They're going to be mailed in not very far from now.
Right.
The mail-in ballots for people who, let's say you're a U.S. citizen living in Spain, you can still vote for a mail-in ballot. That is an option for people who cannot come and vote in person.
Thank you. And thank Jonathan for bringing that in as a reminder.
Yeah.
We're just out from a break. So, a caller call. Thank you, caller, for calling in and reminding us of that. We're going to take a break, and then we come back. Well, we'll just see where the Spirit takes us. I had a thought, but it may not be applicable.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We're having such a good time here in the studio during the breaks. We hope that you're getting blessed and edified during this broadcast.
I'm the only Ed here.
Oh, right. In fact, you know, there's, somebody has a research and ed center locally, and I thought that's where you go when you need a tune-up. Anyway, okay. Enough banter.
Yeah. I'm having trouble here with my. I've been classified as an AIDS carrier, hearing aids,
right?
Oral AIDS.
Well, at this point, let me say you can call in 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. If you have a comment or a question, and we do have someone here to take your call, hopefully, invite you to do that. You've been kind of focusing in on voting, God's call to his people to get involved in the culture. We really don't have a choice there, as that's what God wants us to do, because we have to bring Christ to the culture. And that also, we've also established and given you some research points on the fact that the separation of church and state does not mean the church should not get involved in politics. It means that the government should not get involved in the church. And that was the original founding fathers' issue. The other thing is a lie from the left. And the sooner we stop believing that, the sooner that we as individuals and as the church are going to be able to move forward in the power of the Spirit and effect godly change in our culture.
Well, we've distorted the freedom of religion to now say the freedom from religion,
right,
and that's not correct.
It's not correct.
Freedom of religion to worship any way we want to.
If you think to eliminate it from the
public eye,
right.
If you think of it, the devil is sly. He's so sly.
Amen.
So it is a complete lie from the enemy to make Christians believe that they don't have to vote.
Yeah.
It's a complete lie of the enemy. I'm looking at statistics. 1 in 3 Christians do not vote consistently.
Yep.
We just came from a primary election where the supervisor of elections in St. Lucie County, that was a differential of under 5 votes that race was won.
Yep. Mm.
So look at how much your vote does count, especially on the local level. We have a huge election coming up in November, but also we need to participate in the primary elections and the local elections, the school board elections. All the local stuff, because they say all politics is local.
Well, realistically, we have a lot of influence on our local politics. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And let's face it, that's what we have to live with day to day, and what our children have to live with day to day.
Yep.
So it's important that we do get out there and participate in the whole system.
Yeah.
And again, as I said earlier, if we don't, folks, our children and our grandchildren will live with the consequences of our inaction.
Yeah, I mean, if it's okay to go back to Amendment 4, and I'm sorry because the spirit has just been heightening my spirit regarding Amendment 4, but if this does pass, okay, so it has to pass by over 60% in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there is a person standing outside the Martin County Courthouse every day feeding lies to get people to vote yes. They are everywhere.
Absolutely.
On Sunday, there's a market in downtown Stuart. They are outside the market feeding lies. So you need to go to specific, you need to go to specific websites. And the website that you need to go to get the truth is Vote No for Florida. Vote No for the number of Florida. And go and get the truth regarding this. Because if this passes, we are going to be the abortion tourism state. Is what they're saying,
right.
Okay? So it's very. I mean, if your spirit's not going crazy, that you can get an abortion up to the 9th month, and then your kids don't, there's no consent. They don't have to inform their parents. So they could go get an abortion and then they could just notify him after. Okay, consent is not notification. You know what
right,
I mean?
That's right. That's right.
So they are lying to us to and feeding us about this.
Amen.
And we need to be informed. So,
and that's important to say that. And a part of that, what I have kind of in my spirit is an encouragement from the Lord to stop taking at face value what other people give you. I have found, again, it's been my experience as a pastor, and of course, as a human being, I've also found myself doing this from time to time, and that is, I should go to God, and we're encouraged in the Word to turn to God, to go to God for
Amen.
Guidance,
Amen.
For His wisdom,
yes,
His truth, and yet, most often, I see Christians ignoring the opportunities to bring biblical values into the culture because they really haven't, they themselves are being rocked by conflicting opinions.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trained to do from a worldview point is to stack up the opinions until one stack is more appealing than the other.
Mm-hmm.
But what God calls us to do is not to garner the opinions from the world, of which there are many.
Absolutely.
And now with social media, I mean, come on, folks, you get inundated. But to put all that aside and in prayer, humble ourselves before the living God and ask Him, what do I need to do? What do I need to know?
Yes.
Not just in general, although He loves to have us go in for generalities, but in specific.
It's about the truth.
Yeah.
Okay, so there is the capital T truth. We have the Word of God. Where in the Word of God do you find that it is okay to murder babies? Where do you find in the Word of God different things that will be on the ballot? Okay.
Yep.
Or does your
this
presidential candidate mm-hmm. represents the Word of God, different things in the Word of God, or mm-hmm. this presidential candidate does not? Who do you go? You have to go to the truth.
Yep.
There is moral absolutes, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Because we live in a world now where it's like, okay, the truth is whatever you think at the moment.
Do you know what I mean? That's what the devil's trying to make everybody believe.
Yeah, but we have the Word of God. Go to the absolute truth. Yeah. And you talk, Dave, about getting on your knees. Let the Spirit lead you.
Yes.
But read your Word. Let the Spirit lead you as the Word speaks to you, you know, through the Spirit.
Yeah.
I mean, pray, because when you pray, the Lord will tell you who to vote for. The Lord will tell you that different, there's going to be 6 constitutional amendments on the ballot, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have to pray on these.
Amen.
So,
yes.
Amen.
And also know that the people who want these to be voted yes, they have written the language of the amendment to fit their expectations and their desires, and also to fit their desire for you to vote yes for it.
Amen.
Yeah, so
Amen.
The Amendment 4 is not what it seems. It's way too extreme. Here's the title of what the $15 million given from outside groups. They actually held focus groups to come up with information that is purposely deceptive.
Right.
This is the title of the amendment. Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion.
Yeah.
So they want to, but what that means is they want to legalize any abortion at any age.
Absolutely.
Did you hear that? At any age.
Absolutely.
But if you're not a liberal, if you're someone, we're conservative people.
Yep.
If you're a conservative politically, and all you read is that first part, you're going to say, oh, that's great, because I like limited government.
Exactly. Yep. They did that purposely.
They did it purposely.
Yep. Yep.
So if you don't read or think about that, you're going to vote yes, basically for an amendment to the Constitution of the state of Florida that is going to allow abortion, again, from conception to birth.
And here's the summary, okay, because it's only, what, I think 55 words. It's very, very short, and it's purposely short.
Yep.
Here's a summary of what's on your ballot. We just told you the title, Amendment to Limit Government Interference with Abortion. The summary is, no law shall prohibit, penalize, delay, or restrict abortion before viability or when necessary to protect the patient's health as determined by the patient's health care provider. This amendment does not change the legislator's constitutional authority to require notification to a parent or guardian before a minor has an abortion. So what this does is it eliminates all regulations on abortion. Right. So this actually strikes pages of the Florida Constitution. Okay? Yeah. And they don't define what is viability.
I was just going to say that.
They don't define
that's
it.
That's it.
And then if they say healthcare provider, do you know what? Who could now do an abortion? Your massage therapist.
That's right.
Your it tattoo doesn't have artist. To,
yes, your tattoo artist.
That's right. They're considered
this is
healthcare.
So deceptive.
Yep.
And if this passes, do you know that there's nothing the legislature can do to change this? There has to be another amendment that has to be proposed to pass to get rid of this amendment.
Yeah.
So it will be enshrined in our Constitution.
That's right.
So that's why I'm like, please vote no and tell others to vote no. And I mean, I think it's so morally clear that we are not to abort.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. To murder. I mean, this is not a controversial
God is
issue.
A God of life.
Yes.
Well, all life comes from God. This is scriptural. Yeah. If you're a Christian and you follow Christ, you've received him as your Lord and Savior, you're born again, then one of the things we are called to adhere to is the truth, the absolute truth we find.
Nothing but the truth.
Nothing but the truth that we find in the Word of God and in how God has revealed that truth to the church throughout time. And so one of those is God is a God of life. He's not a God of death.
Absolutely.
And that not only to say, that abortion itself is wrong, but to say that we have a God who rules over all the other reasons why we think we should abort. Now, I shared my story. People, if you want to know why I particularly have a passion for speaking about this, it's because I would not have been here today if it had not been for a God-fearing woman who was told she was pregnant with me in a pre-op examination before she was going to have a total hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And in the course of that, they found out my mother was pregnant with me. She is a woman of God. And immediately when the doctors, now, I got to say from my family, if doctors rule, right? Mm. If doctor said for your health you need to walk off this 10-story building and
that's what
she
do.
Would do it. But my mother, who was a God believer, a Christian woman, when the doctors told her she was pregnant and she had to have an abortion, she said no. And they said, but it's for your health. And she said no, because there was a higher power than what was coming at her from the medical field, and that was that God had, who said, I am the author of life.
Mm-hmm.
You have life. You have it because I intended you to have it, even though you didn't plan. I was not planned. Okay, well, that's all right, because God planned me.
Absolutely. Amen.
But the point being is that, and I'm not heartless when it comes to women's health, or especially in the issues of rape.
Not.
But what we have not been able to do in our culture is to look at pregnancy from the viewpoint of God, and life from the viewpoint of God. No matter how that pregnancy came about, is that God is one you can turn to when you have questions about whatever's going on in your life, especially when it has to do with another life that's within you.
Absolutely.
Now, some people say, well, you're not a woman, and I'll say, you're right. Not only have I never been one, I don't want to be one.
I can if I want to be.
I'm representing women right now.
But the point is, no, but I know God.
No.
I've followed him for decades. I've read his word. I've been led by his spirit, and I know it's true. And my mother is the key point that when she knew she was pregnant and her health was in jeopardy, she went to God. She prayed. She got other people to pray with her. She had a completely healthy full term. I was born full term. And then after she healed up from being, for me, then she had the hysterectomy.
Right.
And she lived another healthy life for many decades after that.
God bless her.
And someone will say, well, that was your mother, but that's not to do with all women. I say, look, it doesn't have to do with any human being. It has to do with God.
Amen.
What God says, you can take to the bank.
Yeah, that's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
Praise God that you're really?
Thank
here.
God, I'm
and
here
the
today
Lord
to tell
the Lord planned you, even though your mother and father may have not. I want to also say, this amendment, the same constitutional amendment, has appeared in 7 other states Okay, so you see the evil that is trying to come after Roe versus Wade was taken down.
Yeah.
It passed in seven other states because these people were able to mislead. Yeah. This is not going to happen in Florida.
That's right.
So it passed in Michigan. Do you know what they're now doing? There's lawsuits now because the ACLU wants to make the state now pay for abortions.
Yeah. Right.
So if you think also that they're wanting you to have abortions, but they're going to try to get your tax dollars to pay for abortions if this passes in Florida. So I think people need to know this. You know, there's churches in Ohio, there's churches in Michigan right now that are in such regret because they were duped.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying this to be mean. I'm saying this as a Holy Spirit warning.
Yeah,
a Holy Spirit warning. Please, please, please tell your friends. I don't know if I'm able to say this. Can I tell about this event or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have a Vote No on 4 event at a local church here, Revive Church in Stuart, Florida, October 2nd. And we have state senator. She's a state senator. Her name is Erin Grawl. Okay, she's out of Vero Beach. She represents Indian River County. She represents St. Lucie County and some of Okeechobee. This woman has been a proponent for Floridians and the whole state of Florida fighting against Vote No 4. She's going to be doing a presentation at Revive Church from 7 to 8:30 on October 2nd. Revive Church is at 8851 Southwest Old Kansas Avenue. But she will tell you exactly what happens if this passes, the portions of the Florida Constitution that will be taken out.
Yes.
And please come because there will be signs, there will be literature that you can take to your neighbors. And you can also come to WCNO. We are a hub to pick up Vote North. If you look at the lobby, we got signs out there, we got literature that was dropped off last Sunday. I was here.
Now, what is there a church website they could, I mean, some people are driving and they can't write it down, but they might remember her website. What is
reviveusnow.com.
Reviveusnow.com
is the Revive Church's website. And it's free. And you could just show up at 7 o'clock on October 2nd. But please tell your neighbors. Get all questions answered. You may have questions. Please ask the state senator. State Senator Gail Harrell, who represents Martin County, is going to be there.
Yep.
Yes.
And then we are waiting to hear back from State Representative John Snyder. And he represents Martin County, if he's going to come. Yeah. But the church, our elected officials need to know the church is a force.
Yeah, we've got to take a little break.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Christ is my firm foundation.
Through your Vote No on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
Hey, everybody, this is Jonathan Kahn, the author of The Harbinger, The Return of the Gods, and now The Dragon's Prophecy. Join me with my dear friend, Paul Wilbur, who's going to be doing worship, an evening of praise and inspiration, and I'm going to be giving a prophetic word, and it's going to be at the Treasure Coast Christian Alliance Day of Prayer, September 26th. In the Fenn Center at Fort Pierce, Florida. I'm going to be praying for Israel. I'm going to be praying for America in these prophetic times. For more information, go to tccalliance.com. That's tccalliance.com. I'll see you there. Shalom.
Welcome back. This is the last quarter, if you will, actually less than a quarter now, of the front line for Monday, the 23rd of September. And if you've been following us so far, you know that the three hosts here have been spending time talking about the church getting involved in the culture, getting involved in politics, bringing Jesus into the polling booth, the voting booth, voting biblical values and bringing our expectations for biblical values to those that are running for office, all of that. Because we are not meant to be living separate lives from the political process in our culture, because that has either a positive or negative impact on our life. And so what we were talking about during the break, though, is how would we close today? And we want to shift to talking about Israel and the church's role in supporting Israel.
Yeah.
And we know that this, gosh, you know, we have not avoided any hot button issues in this hour, which we don't anyway. But
no, we shouldn't.
We brought a lot of them together. There's still a few minutes to call if you want to make a comment or ask a question. 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100. Yeah. And there is someone out there to take your call. But Israel, what should the church, you know, we've had Israel's on the map today. A lot of things going on over there. We've heard people talk about, you know, there's certain, we have people in our culture that are pro-Palestinian. They're out there advocating for Palestine over Israel, which basically boils down to eradicating Israel as a state and as a people when you get down to it. And then, but the church has a special position when it comes to Israel.
Absolutely.
Let's talk
about
that.
I've been following that a lot, and you talked about the Palestinians. What many Christians don't understand is the Palestinians are the descendants of the Philistines.
Right.
And Gaza was a city back then, and at the very southern end of the Gaza Strip.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to our good friend Jonathan Kahn, and he talked about the fact that what's going on there now was actually generated to some degree by the Nazis during the Second World War. There was an Islamic mufti, that became friends with Hitler. And that mufti had he mentored a young boy. A 13-year-old boy brought him alongside and raised him up in an anti-Semitic environment.
Mm.
Well, that mufti's name was El Hussein, and the young boy that he raised up, his name was Yasser Arafat. And he brought him alongside Hitler and taught him Hitler's philosophy on the Jews. And Arafat went back, and as he grew up, he increased the influence of the Palestinians, quote unquote, there in Israel, and along with that, of course, anti-Semitism.
Right.
Yeah.
So we don't realize how this is all interconnected, and it's a generational thing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back further, you can see that the reason the Arabs hate us so much is God directed, ordered, instructed them to take out all the pagan groups as they came into the Promised Land.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The reason God had him throw out the Moabites and the Ammonites and everybody else was because they worship pagan deities.
Mm-hmm.
And God said, "I am a jealous God. You
and to
protect, no
other gods protect them from intermingling." Yeah. And they married, obviously, out of that.
Right.
And then that led to a lot of the problems. But Israel's in an all-out war right now.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
The attacks that are happening, there's 274 killed, right? But like just announced 7 hours ago.
Right.
And they're it's an all-out war. And we need to pray because they are defeating evil. Yeah. As Christians, we need to pray for the state of Israel.
Yeah. And I listened to Amir Sarfati last night.
Pray for those hostages. Oh, yeah. Amir Sarfati. Yeah.
And he is fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's sitting right there on the edge of the Valley of Megiddo.
Yep.
Right next to Jezreel,
which
is where the attacks were really hit hard yesterday.
I have his website up right now, yep.
yep. I follow him very closely. But what I'm trying to say is this is thousands of years old.
Yes.
And it's all scriptural.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in the Word.
And what's also thousands of years old is that, and when you study the Old and New Testament, you have to do that together.
Mm-hmm.
And you begin to see, we study the Old Testament to get an understanding of who the Jewish people are to God.
Amen.
Because what's important is how God pulled them into a nation, his nation, his people, chosen people, for God's specific purposes.
Yes.
And at no point in time does any other human being have any right or invitation from God to take away from how we see that relationship God has with his people, and more so now because New Testament theology, and Paul did a great job with this, in helping Christians to see that we are grafted in. Those are exact words. I can't quote
this,
but
we
you can go to, you can actually go to your concordance and write in grafted in, the wild olive shoot, grafted into the olive tree that's Israel. That's us, Christians, believers, born again believers. And because of that, we have an inherited call from God to support God's people. Mm-hmm. Now that's true.
Amen.
Of course,
Amen.
We support each other in the church, but also to support Israel without question and unequivocally. A lot of people equivocate. They'll say, "Well, you know, I can support in general the Jews, but I can't." You know, and then they go into all these prejudicial areas, and God says, "You know, that doesn't hold any water with me."
Yeah, we need to really pray because we have these hostages that still need to be returned.
Yes.
And a lot of people are mourning because of people that have died and all the people that are dying in this war. I mean, they're in a full-out war right now. I think it's been, what, like three already attacks that Israel's gone?
Well, we're talking about October 7th. It's going to be 1 year.
Yeah, so we really need as Christians to pray and also be mindful of the people that have died. Now, so I know it's coming up to the end of the show. I'm sorry.
Well, we are. I want to make sure we've had two spots during the program that have promoted the I Will Stand With Israel event that's going to be happening this Thursday at the Fenn Center in Fort Pierce.
Yes.
And that's off right. It's Virginia Avenue right there and 25th Street.
Mm-hmm.
That's the intersection there, just near there. And it's going to be at 6 p.m. You have to have a ticket. You can't get in without one, but you can still go to, I believe it's tcalliance.org or .com. It's one of those two.
tcalliance.com.
tcalliance.com, and you can order your ticket. It'll actually, once you paid for it, it'll print it out from your printer, an e-ticket you can take and present.
Yeah.
And encouraging you to come to support Israel.
Yes.
I will stand with Israel.
We will pray for Israel there.
Amen.
And pray for that event because they're... You know, there are people that don't want it to happen.
And Paul Wilbur's going to be there, too.
Paul Wilbur's going to be there, and Jonathan Kahn is going to
be there.
And they're both strong Messianic believers.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be a time of worship and praise and prophetic utterance.
Praise God.
And so be there, be square.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know what that means. It's kind of, I don't know. But at any rate, be there if you can. If not, please put it on your prayer list. Especially the day of, if you would, as Christians or as Messianic Jews, if you're listening, or even if you're Orthodox Jews and you know you're hearing about this, because we're supporting you.
Yeah,
this is Christian support as doing what God has called us to do.
Amen.
To support
the
people Israel today and tomorrow, because we are part of you.
Yeah.
You may not have been told this. You may not have been. We believe this.
Yes, and the tickets are only just a small donation of $20 to see that and to be with the church body.
To be with the body of Christ in a very special Holy Spirit anointed moment.
Absolutely. We're blessed to get these people.
Well, the person answers the phone has just left.
Amen.
We just had the goodbye wave, and so you probably, you're not going to call now anyway. But
so if you can't call, send money.
No. Right, yeah.
We thank all our listeners.
We'll be
for
doing
listening.
Our fundraiser. We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah,
no, I'm just
pretty
teasing.
Soon. I know. But anyway, time's almost up. So we'll have to say goodbye for today. We'll be back next week with another. We will have a guest next week, God willing. But we appreciate the opportunity for the Spirit to give us to talk about the things that are, they're not just important to us. They're important to the body of Christ.
Amen.
They're important to all that say they follow the Lord, and it's important to talk about. And you out there, the listener, if your heart's been touched, if you've been changed, you know, go into the Word of God, pray. Go to, you know, questioning if you're curious, concerned, saying, "Oh, I've been listening, and I'm not really sure." Ask God. You know,
Amen.
God always
invites
people in the Word to go to Him in prayer. He will. He will answer your questions, your concerns. He will give you guidance.
Just ask Him.
Just ask. And if you don't ask, then it's on you.
You have not for your ask.
You have not for your ask.
Don't ask with the wrong intention.
Exactly right.
That's good, Ed.
Thank you for listening.
God bless
Be blessed.
Everyone.
God loves you. If you believe that, carry that message out into the world because someone out there doesn't know that.
Yes.
And you might have been put into their path today. And we'll see you next week.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front lines.